This is Mary Griffiths, who is an attorney, a jury consultant, and she's founder of a company called Trial Consulting Enterprises. I'll bet you the bulldog and Willie know about her. Mary, every day in America, people find out they have to serve jury duty, and not everyone is happy about it. Why do you think this is?
I think it's because you have to take the time away from work, from your family. You know you're only going to get paid a minimum amount of money. It's almost as dreaded as going to the dentist.
Now, Mary, if you do have a job, isn't your employer, if not required by law, isn't it suggested that they continue to compensate you and then let you go?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you should get your pay.
Yes.
And your boss should not say, don't go.
Right.
Okay. So, but are there any surefire excuses to get you out of jury duty legally if you wanted to get out?
Well, definitely if you have personal knowledge of the people involved, whether it be the plaintiff, the defendant, the lawyers, any of the lawyer's staff, because then you're bringing in a knowledge that could equate to bias.
Can you serve if your friends or relatives are cops?
In a civil case, absolutely. In a criminal case, the prosecution, of course, would probably want you on. Now, whether the criminal defense lawyer will want you on, that's a different story. But in a civil case, that really does not matter.
Let's just say they call 100 people. About how many will be dismissed?
Depending on hardships, the judge, because of the recession, hardships are definitely looked at a lot more carefully because people, you know, could very well have job interviews, you know, this could be their first week at working, etc. If you're dealing with 100 people, out of that, you know, hardships could equate to at least 30 or 40 people being dismissed for hardships, whether it be financial or personal.
Do attorneys have in their mind the best kind of juror? And is it a man or is it a woman or younger, older, what?
It really depends on the type of case that they're litigating.
Right.
For example, if I had an employment case, I may be leaning towards older jurors because older jurors have a lot more deference to their employer because usually they've worked for the employer for a long period of time, rather than their Generation Y, you know, the younger jurors may have a little bit different opinion about employers.
Thank you very much, Mary.